Welcome to Keep What You Earn, your judgment and jargon-free zone for entrepreneurs of all levels. Get ready to learn how to scale your business, save money in taxes, and create a business that grows your wealth. If it feels like the financial side of business is like eating your vegetables, well then think of this podcast as the ranch dressing to make the process a little more enjoyable. My name is Shannon Weinstein. I'm a CPA and business owner on a mission to simplify money and empower others through knowledge. I hope this episode inspires you to take action, but remember that the information we share is for educational purposes only and is not individual tax advice. Now that we got that out of the way, let's start the show. So I coach in several business communities, whether it be business coaches hosting their own masterminds or group coaching programs or, you know, trainings that I do. One thing that always comes up, especially for early stage business owners, is this little annoyance in the payment processing fees that are charged by companies like Stripe or Square or PayPal. And, you know, it's an interesting question because this comes up and I didn't anticipate this question, but it does come up a lot. And it's around how do we avoid these payment charges? Or it's an expression of annoyance that this 3% charge pops up. Or that they're taking the money out before it gets deposited. And, you know, I have a couple of approaches to this, but I always get this question of how do I avoid these payment processing fees? And the blunt answer is accept cash. If you want to accept credit cards, then you have to pay for the service to process those credit cards. You need to pay for the digital swiping machine. So if you were to think of even a restaurant or a store in person, if you were to go back, you know, 15, 20, 25 years, you picture, okay, there was someone who had to physically swipe the card in a machine when you used a credit card at the store, right? And I'm sure that machine cost money. So very similarly, these companies will charge a fee for you to use their services, right? So this is no different. It's just interesting to me that we complain about this, but it's no different than using any other piece of software or being annoyed that we have to pay for QuickBooks or being annoyed that we have to pay for insert any software here that I'm paying for this podcast recording software or that you're paying for invoicing or DocuSign or Kajabi or whatever it may be, Zoom, you know, or Canva. So we're paying these companies for their services of making their software available to us to use. Stripe, Square, PayPal, they are no different. What they offer, however, is the ability of you to use their software to process payments. So they charge, instead of charging a flat fee like a subscription, they're actually charging you based on the percentage of dollars that you process through. So a lot of people do end up actually making out better for this because if you're not making sales, you're not incurring cost. So I actually kind of like that approach because let's just say they were to charge you $100 a month in fees, you know, you make work, you may make out well when, you know, that ends up being less than the 3%. But if you don't make any sales, for example, if you don't make any sales that whole month, you still owe them money, but they didn't do anything. They didn't provide you any services. They just sat there. And I like the idea of pay as you use, you know, a pay as you use it model. And it's actually kind of smart. But, you know, there are a couple of things. If you want the privilege to use credit card processing, you're going to have to pay this fee. Also, this service actually enables you to make more sales. It's actually a great investment because think about this way. If you sell a relatively high ticket product or service, if you sell something, for example, that's $5,000, $3,000, whatever it looks like, and you were to say, well, we don't accept credit cards. Think about how many of your customers use credit cards. I would actually challenge you, go and look at the percentage of your customers opting for credit cards. Number one, customers are using credit cards more than ever for the points and they're paying off their balances. So they're incurring the debt, yes. It doesn't mean they can't afford it. Personally, every single one of my monthly expenses other than payroll is going on my Platinum Amex, period, because I want the points and the perks. So I'm sure other business owners are doing that. And what ends up happening is they will actually gravitate more toward companies who offer that as an option. If you don't offer that, then what you're doing is you're stripping away the power of your customer to decide how they want to pay for that and when they want the cash to outflow. This is important because by taking away that power, then they are going to perceive a lower value. And they're going to be less convinced to buy your product or service because you're going to be forcing them to use their existing cash to pay for your product or service. Like, you're not giving them an option to use their credit card. So if they don't have the buying power today, you've now restricted them to making a very high pressure decision using cash in their bank account. And that's not really fair, if I'm being honest. Like, we should be able to choose if we want to use a credit card. And most places do accept credit cards. So I would encourage you that if you're selling anything online, if you're selling anything B2B services, that, you know, and also kind of communicates a sense of maturity of your business. Because if you don't take credit cards, it's, I don't want to say suspicious, but it's kind of odd, right? It's unusual to not accept credit cards in this day and age. So to be kind of on trend and on par with your industry and to afford your customers the ability to choose how they pay, you then have to incur the cost of the payment processors to use that service. Like, yeah, it can kind of suck to have the 3% taken out, but there's also an element of a mindset shift here because it's really interesting how people focus on that 3%. And I'm like, the other 97% wouldn't be there if you didn't pay for the 3%. Right. And, you know, we were actually, Jason and I were just talking about this. We were watching the Masters and gosh, it's Scotty, I want to say Scheffler is how you say his last name. Scotty Scheffler was winning the Masters. And we were talking about how we heard a rumor that his caddy makes 10% of the winnings, which put him over like 1.2 million or something for the season. And the caddy, by the way, not the golfer, the caddy. And what we were talking about was, wow, like, that's amazing. And it's like, whoa, can you imagine having a $1.2 million payroll? And I'm like, can you imagine making that much money that you pay your caddy that much and it's only 10% of what you made? You know? And you have to shift that mindset into not how much you pay, but the fact that it's such a minute percentage of what you actually made. And if it's always going to be at 3%, that's, you know, fixed margin. That means that like you're always going to be taking home 90% of what you make in sales, and that's fine. And I've never had any issues with the payment processing fees. I've always just accepted them as part of life, part of truth, and just adopted this mindset of gratitude for the other 97% I get to keep. You know, we're all always used to taxes being taken out of stuff, and this is kind of the same approach for me. It's just part of the cost of doing business. But you know, if you also want to think about it, it's really an investment in your business. It's really an investment in, you know, increasing your customer base and allowing your customers to pay the way they want to. And, you know, getting more customers willing to pay you because you offer that option. So if you didn't offer that option, how much sales would you actually lose? How many customers would you lose? How much customer lifetime value could you lose? Like, there's a lot at stake there. So, you know, when we're talking about the payment processing fees and being annoyed with these little things, just remember that this is, well, A, it's reality. It's part of the cost of doing business. But B, it's an investment. I want you to shift that mindset, flip it around, and understand that this is something where you get to invest in your customer's experience of a purchase with you. You get to afford them more power on how they want to purchase and, you know, allow yourself to make more sales in the process and deliver more value. So just keep that in mind as you go through and you start your business, that there are going to be some things that are kind of annoying, like a mosquito bite, but you got to move on. You got to accept it as truth. You got to stop trying to find ways to avoid the 3% fee. Focus on how to optimize that 97. All right. I'll see you on the next episode. One of the best decisions I made in business that saved me countless headaches was getting expert advice in HR as I started growing my team. With so many compliance requirements, especially for virtual businesses, I could never get caught up on everything I needed to learn or I was supposed to do. That's where Jackie and her team at People Principles came in with their signature HR audit for only $349. But get this, if you use code SHANNON50, you get $50 off of that. So it's only 300 bucks. You'll have peace of mind by the end of the week with this exclusive offer as a Keep What You Earn listener. Here's what's included: a step-by-step self-assessment, a 60-minute strategy session with their HR experts to ensure that you're in compliance and you have a plan for getting on track, an HR template to keep all this important stuff in one place, and a roadmap of the top three best practices to implement right now in the next 6 to 12 months. Again, use code SHANNON50 to take $50 off of this assessment. Do not miss out on this opportunity or let unintentional HR mistakes derail your business growth. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and review on your podcast platform. This small action goes a long way for podcasters to get our message heard by more business owners just like you. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to information about our guests and ways to get in touch with me. We'll see you on the next episode.